Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chip Scoggins, early next hour. Chipper will lighten the mood. But we are a show like a lot of shows, where we try to bounce from very significant, important issues to utter and complete nonsense. More significant today, reacting to what Ken Barlow said to us, and also another elementary shooting. Private school, Nashville. At the school, three kids are gone. Three adults are gone. And the shooter, now according to multiple outlets, a 28-year-old woman, is dead. So many details on this story are unavailable at this point. You do have the White House with the press secretary offering a statement. You have the president of the United States right now speaking about it. We'll give you more of that information at the top of the hour. Part of what the press secretary said earlier in a regular scheduled briefing, how many more children have to be murdered before Republicans in Congress will step up and act to pass the assault weapons ban, to close loopholes in our background check system, and to require the safe storage of guns? We need to do something. Joe Biden, while vice president, of course, was the lead individual selected by then President Obama to react after Sandy Hook to try to get significant legislation done. And it didn't happen. As Adam Carter has mentioned many times, we had an individual walk in and slaughter kids. And we didn't do a damn thing then. And I know this is the silo story of all silo stories. And get out of your bleeping silo just once, both sides. We have 129 mass shootings in 2023 in this country. No country is close. No country is close year after year after year about mass shootings. And we just talk mental health with Ken Barlow. You think mental health stops at the 48 contiguous states and then Alaska and Hawaii? They don't have it in other countries, mental health issues. Give me a break. But should we continue to do significantly more on mental health, as I've been saying with Ken Barlow? Hell yes, we should. We obviously have a gun problem in this country. We obviously have too many guns. We have the overwhelming percentage of gun owners who know what they're doing, who want to protect themselves, go through the proper channels. Good. I'm not coming for one of your guns. We have tens and tens of millions who love hunting. I don't want to come for one of your guns either. But you're telling me we can't improve a little bit? We can't just be a little bit better? Because I don't fault decent, kind, compassionate people today looking up and saying, oh, it's another school shooting. And I got it. A lot of these laws, there are concerns about, wait a second, in the end, Will this make it harder for upstanding citizens who want no part of criminality to get a gun, but for the pathetic individuals who want to use it to kill, to harm, to intimidate, will it stop them? I don't have the perfect piece of legislation, but we've talked at length, at depth, and I've offered up ideas before. We just don't have enough time today. But I know this, three kids are gone, and three adults are gone, and the killer's gone. I'm going to have a ton of sympathy for that individual right now. We may learn more why we should have a little bit. I've got zero right now until I learn more details. Perfect be the enemy of good. Just go back in our corners. We're an amazing country in so many ways. Feel lucky to live here. But, you know, we use the phrase bottom feeder, you know, in joking ways. We're at the bottom of mass shootings. And we do this, oh, not now, don't talk now, but then when can we talk? Or, no, it's going to affect this person, but not this person. Stop doing nothing. Stop talking. Make some accommodations. Don't have to eliminate everything you completely believe in, but we can't make some steps in some ways. We just have to point the finger, and then wait for the next school shooting, which might be later today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.